it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Patriots hit rock bottom multiple times this year. Multiple times. They're starting to creep out of it the last few weeks. There's a little, optimism. It's not even optimism. They're playing better in recent weeks. They're winning a few games, but rough season in New England this year.
Yeah, they hit rock bottom and then bounced on rock bottom a few times.
Yeah, remember, it felt like they hit rock bottom in week 4 and then like week 8 and then week 12 and then it's crawling back up right now and crawling out of top 2 pick consideration.
Yeah. Well, their biggest problem is that Mac Jones played like crap. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
The Bill O'Brien coming in to fix him and get Mac Jones back to being the rookie version of Mac Jones didn't work. Mac Jones played terribly. He lost it. He completely unraveled. And that should have been benched long before he actually was. And the only reason he wasn't is that Bailey Zappi is the only alternative they had. And they knew that that's unlikely to be the dramatically better than Mac Jones. Now, he was last game. But by and large, I think Bailey Zappi is going to give you vaguely comparable play to what Mac Jones was giving you. So they just persisted. And Jones never pulled himself out of this. I mean, he had 11 big-time throws this year, which is whatever. It's a fine number. 23 turnover-worthy plays. Like a turnover-worthy play rate of almost 6%. That's huge. More interceptions than touchdowns. 6.1 yards per attempt. Like a grade of 52 when he was at 80 in his rookie season. I mean, his grading has now gone 80, 67.5, which was like a crisis of regression that we had to avert and reverse course on, and then continued plumbing new depths to 52.2. That's amazingly terrible as a career arc. You've gone from really encouraging start, worrying regression year 2, and then absolute collapse year 3, and now the guy's career is like toast.
And he was pretty good in weeks 1 and 2. Like weeks 1 and 2, they took it to the Eagles, had a fourth quarter comeback attempt that fell short. Same thing in the Miami game in week 2.
And honestly, even that game was like,
I'm not saying he was great. I'm just saying it like the wheels really fell off.
Yeah, but it was like a good week 1, right? Good opening week, and that had a bunch of turnover-worthy plays. But good. Like he had some big-time throws in there. Grade was good. 3 touchdowns, 300 yards. Like good week 1. Week 2, not so much. They clung in the game and so the overall results were okay, but his performance was a little bit ropey. And then from that point on, it's like awful.
It really puts a wrench in player evaluation. And look, I think the way we tend to do it, the PFF grade is supposed to isolate, players' performance, and then we look for context around that, which is why we talk so much about Kyle Shanahan and his scheme and all the derivatives of that scheme and how much those might prop up a player, because those things matter. The context matters. It really throws a wrench in the analysis when you have a guy like Mac Jones, who had a very encouraging rookie season, and it was really just the first 11 or 12 weeks, whatever that cutoff was. Like if you do a certain time period back to like week 12 or 13 of his rookie season, I mean, he's the worst quarterback in the NFL by a wide margin.
Yeah.
But for the first 10 or 11 weeks, it was like, this is a very impressive rookie season. He's accurate, making good decisions. And, Mac Jones looks pretty good. And then it's like, all right, well, in year 2, they really screwed him, right? They brought in the defensive coordinator. They brought in a defensive guy to call plays. He's never done that. Of course, that's the reason why he regressed. And then they bring in his old buddy, right? This is what throws the wrench in the analysis. They bring in his old familiar play caller in Bill O'Brien. This is going to save Mac Jones, and it got worse, to your point. Those are challenging. When you just, a guy, like, it was clearly something mental was happening. He wasn't seeing the field. He wasn't, everything was off, and he was just put the ball on the turf, throwing the ball to the defense over and over again. It was bad. It was just very bad.
You remember at draft time who my comp for Mac Jones was?
Mark Bulger.
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like he just had Mark Bulger's career, but in like three seasons?
Yeah.
He like condensed the timeline, but it's the same thing. Like, start off, wow, look at this guy. Where did he come from? Look at what we found. And then it sort of progressively got worse, and ultimately the end was miserable, and they had to get rid of him. Like, he just went on the entire Mark Bulger career arc in three seasons.
We're more than halfway through the NFL season. DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game this October. You can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF. So you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners, you got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ont. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources. To remind people about what Mark Bulger did, and it's fascinating given all of the discussions these days about systems and playmakers and everything. In 2002, Mark Bulger was a rookie. He came in for an injured Kurt Warner and was very good. Now, Kurt Warner came out of nowhere and put up those MVP caliber numbers and was thrown to Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt and Az Hakeem with this. It wasn't an easy system with Mike Martz, but it was an aggressive, NFL hasn't seen it type of system. And Warner does these great things. Trent Green also came in and did these great things when he was hurt, you know, replacing Warner, flipping the script. And then Bulger comes in, goes 6-1, passer rating of 101 at that time is massive.
Right.
And then they gave him the job. Like, they kicked Warner out of the building because Bulger was so good, and he goes 12-3 the next year with a bunch of picks because, you know, that's what that system does, but a lot of yards. And so Bulger has a few years of just incredible production and then completely lost it, right? His sack rates through the roof, and he wasn't as good.
Yeah, and the offensive line fell apart with the Rams. It was bad anyway, and it got worse. Part of the reason Kurt Warner was kicked to the curb is that the offensive line had kind of broken him a few times, and Mark Bulger was able to make it work, but the offensive line never got any better. In fact, it got worse, and that it ended up breaking Mark Bulger as well. But yeah, I mean, I think Bulger hit higher heights than Mac Jones ever did.
Yeah.
But it is a comparable sort of progression here. Like, he started off the start of his career is the best thing that he's shown, and then it got progressively worse from there. He got worse. The situation around him got worse, and I think those two things folded in on a spiral, and just the whole thing went to hell. I mean,
if you just need the perspective, you're right. It's compressed.
Yeah.
And Bulger hit high highs. You know, he's 4,000 yard passer. All these things when that stuff mattered, I think. But then the last 3 years of Bulger's career, passer rating in the 70s, low 70s, and 2-10, 2-13, 1-7. His last 3 years starting, right? So the team had success early. Team had zero success toward the end, and you know, all of his production fell off. Mm-hmm. Google Mark Bulger stats. It's an interesting comp. The last thing I just wanted to say here, again, in the challenge of player evaluation and how much the situation matters, and we try to quantify the situation, and then it looks like the situation gets better and the production gets worse. But is this the biggest drop-off for a rookie quarterback that showed promise since RG3? I think it is. I don't think we've seen too many. Like, RG3 was rookie of the year. Mac Jones was the best by a mile. Remember the 2021 class?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence was terrible. Justin Fields couldn't figure it out. Trey Lance never saw the field, and Zach Wilson has been pretty much the same guy the entire time. Mac Jones was the only guy showing promise. It was like Mac Jones, then Davis Mills for a while, ranking the 2021 class until Trevor Lawrence took his big step and started playing well, and Justin Fields showed something. I mean, that's what it was. And then that completely flipped. So I think it's the biggest drop-off for a rookie quarterback since RG3. I'm hard-pressed to think of others who were better as a rookie and then just, you know, disasters in year two and three.
Yeah, it wasn't as smooth a progression as that, but Baker Mayfield set rookie records and then at the end of last season was like, this guy can't play anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Baker had elements of that. And RG3, you could go back and there was a distinct point in time where his knee injury in the playoffs, that affected him the next year, tried to play a different style. There were probably more reasons for RG3's drop-off than maybe for Mac Jones, because again, like Baker Mayfield, Mac Jones' drop-off didn't matter. But I mean, that's the cause of death, man. The other part is the reason why we're here. Bill Belichick, the GM, is under fire. Clearly, he can still coach defense. Their defense is playing really well, despite all the injuries that they've had on that side of the ball. But the offense has been a disaster, and whatever offensive development they had for Mac Jones, the playmaker situation, the offensive line, not signing tackles this offseason, all that stuff added up that the offense was just incompetent compared to the rest of the league.
Yeah, I don't think it's all Mac Jones' fault, but ultimately the cause of death of the Patriots is he completely collapsed and unraveled, and they didn't have a viable quarterback of any description. Certainly earlier in the year, the offensive line was at its worst. The skill position players, I think, are still a weakness, but they're not prohibitively bad. Like, every time the Patriots play, there's a deep ball that goes off, and you're like, oh, look, Devontae Parker's with the Patriots still.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't know it from, like, production or, like, you know, any kind of offensive success. But, like, if Devontae Parker was transported onto a working offense, you'd be like, he's a pretty useful receiver. But with the Patriots,
as a three, that doesn't, you know, that is like George Pickens, right?
But I think like the fact that the situation is as bad as it is makes the receiving group look worse.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Like, and it's been not just this year, but this has been a multi-year problem. Like, it's not a good receiving core, but I don't think it's been as bad as it's looked for years because everything around it is worse.